You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Do you guys think that I could be the voice of like an in-stadium thing? Probably not, right?
Nah.
You gotta go deeper.
Let me. What's your deep announcer voice?
Yeah, do announce something.
What's the scenario? Because my voice has to play to the scenario, right?
There's a raffle.
Yeah.
There's a raffle.
Oh,
and
the 50-50 raffle?
Presenting it to someone.
Yeah.
You can't be self-conscious in that job, though. You have to be.
You gotta let it fly.
You have to have some swagger in your voice. You cannot at any point doubt yourself.
Well, I feel like I have to go to a voice of someone who's not actually human, right? Like, not a person with actual emotions, just like a robot that reads things, right?
I think you need to have emotion. I think the crowd wants something that, okay. Well,
faux
tell me
emotion.
Your thoughts on it.
Emotion. You know what I mean? All right, fans, it's time for the 50-50 raffle winner.
Well, it was sounding good, I'm going to be honest.
I don't have a script. That's the thing, is you need a script. All right, fans, you know what time it is. It's time to announce the winner of the 50-50 raffle. Tonight's winner is WQXX72YLPG97848XZPLMO00078714. You have to be present to win.
Wasted $20.
I hate when they read the raffle numbers and the very first number, you know you're a loser.
Yeah,
it's like, let me get like six in at least.
Yeah.
Jessica decided that she was a winner halfway through that raffle ticket number,
yep.
Which didn't really
I thought
work.
He was going to stop yeah. after 10 numbers, and yeah. he just kept yeah. on going.
More people bought tickets today, Jess.
That's what he does. He keeps on going.
He lives by no one else's rules but his own.
The Energizer Bunny kept going. He had a great career.
Is he dead?
No, he kept going and going. He's still going.
The bunny never dies.
Where is the bunny? I haven't seen him in a while either. What's happening to all these corporate mascots, Greg?
Did you know that the Energizer Bunny was a mascot for both Energizer and Duracell?
No, it was not.
The bunny? The bunny?
I think he's right, actually.
There's no way that the Energizer Bunny was a mascot for Duracell.
You can look it up.
Okay, they're going to look it up. Okay. That sounds absurd. The fact that you have Stugatz as your ally, why would you think that both batteries...
There is two bunnies. There's a Duracell bunny and an Energizer
Thank you.
Bunny.
Thank
Boom.
You.
I'm pretty sure they're two different bunnies. One wears sunglasses.
Who wins in a fight to the death?
They're the same bunny. Believe me.
Don't think they're the same bunny.
They do look the same.
Thank you, Billy.
But since you are speaking of animals, you guys can research this now. I need to know whether or not I have been fooled by the internet, because while I wanted to get to Marcus Smart ripping Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, Brad Stevens got out of there just in time. He saw what was coming.
Greg Cody was kind of right.
Yeah.
This is the Energizer Bunny was born out of Duracell having a bunny. And Energizer was making fun of the Duracell bunny, saying their bunny kept going and going. It was a direct shot across the bow to Duracell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But is it the same bunny?
No, they created their own bunny.
Right.
It looks like
they
the same
piggybacked,
bunny.
Yeah.
But the Energizer bunny has sunglasses.
Right.
So the Energizer bunny was an improvement on whatever it is that Duracell was trying to do.
It was like, our bunny is better than your bunny because he's got Energizer batteries.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I'm generally right when I make an aside like that.
But it's
why I agree true, with yeah. you, because it's so absurd. Right. That why would you make that up?
But it's not the same bunny. It's just they both had bunnies.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what I said. I mean, a week ago, I referenced.
It's not.
It's close enough.
Exactly. It's close enough. They're competing. It would be like if Pepsi and Coke both had a bunny. You know, it's the same thing.
It's like T-Mobile and Sprint when they had the "Can you hear me now" guy. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah,
he same guy. Yeah.
From the Wikipedia entry, Duracell was actually really thrilled with the Energizer ad campaign that was taking shots at their bunny because people had already associated pink bunnies with Duracell. So Duracell's revenue went up actually 40% in a direct response to the Energizer ads.
Wow.
One of the things that got lost, and this typically happens with the general narcissism of Greg Cody on Tuesdays, is Billy did ask him whatever happened to an assortment of mascots, and Greg Cody just went to his own informational source, wasn't listening to the question, wasn't answering the question, provided us with content, but didn't answer at all what it is that the hypothesis was, which is, are we losing our mascots, our corporate mascots, are we losing them?
Well, not losing the bunny, because I just recently saw a commercial with the Energizer Bunny breaking his drum. There it is. So we're still doing commercials with
what about the Duracell Bunny?
No, he's gone.
Bring Copper Top.
Bring him back. I think Ronald McDonald, who's dead, should reappear as the Duracell mascot.
Wow. What if Ronald McDonald started infiltrating other ads?
Can you guys slow down for a second? I want to.
What happened?
Yeah, I just want to know what your copper tone shout and then.
Copper top.
Like what? Your copper top shout. What was that?
That's the nickname for Duracell. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Copper top.
Copper top.
Yep.
He's got a nickname for everything.
The question
Welcome
I was
back.
Going to ask you guys about whether or not the internet has fooled me is the girlfriend, this is, I assume this is true, I'm going to just say alleged, girlfriend of Texas special teams coordinator Jeff Banks, she has a monkey, and that monkey reportedly bit a child on Halloween. The girlfriend is a woman that evidently Banks left his wife and kids for. She is a stripper who goes by the name Pole Assassin. And the monkey, who is named Gia, has been incorporated into her act. She has also appeared on Jerry Springer. Her monkey apparently bit a child on Halloween, although she denies it in a series of tweets.
Story's bananas. What?
Oh.
Oh my God.
The worst part about that is this is how the story begins on the internet that I skipped over. Are you ready for the most banana story in college football this year? That's an intended pun, the writer says, because a monkey owned by the girlfriend of Texas special teams coordinator. So I skipped the most obvious shitty joke, and you went right in for the stolen joke.
I did. That shit is bananas.
People lie so much it's ridiculous, she writes on Twitter. Stop believing everything you hear and more of what you see, SMH. No one was viciously attacked. This is a lie, a whole lie. She was not a part of any haunted house. The kid did not have permission to be on the other side of my property.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like some monkey business to me, Dano. What? Jesus.
She writes, I had a haunted house on one side gated off. He had no permission to go past the gate, and I had no idea he went into my backyard. Neither did I know anything about a bite until a doctor of a neighborhood told me to treat a small bite. No parent has contacted me about it.
If that was my son, I'd go ape shit. Give it to me. What? Oh my God.
Keep swinging.
Ape shit.
Yeah, we heard you the first time. Saying it louder was not really necessary. Yes, she has had all her shots. She's an emotional support and animal who is not to be touched. She speaks by command of high five. No one is allowed to touch her unless I say myself and I okay it.
Wow. I believe her.
Are you out of material? That's all you got, Stugatz? You got three. You got ape shit, bananas, and that you got nothing else there?
She obeys commands. It's monkey see, monkey do. I mean, just off the top of my head. What?
Top of your head. I heard it in your ears. Like, I was
waiting
for Mike.
You should have heard it twice.
I was waiting. You didn't hear him the first time because Billy Corbin was in here and turned down your headset. Look out. Here's the coughing guy. Hold on. Just do it. Just do it into the microphone.
You okay? Well, no. He's hunched over.
You know, I had heard that story we're talking about through the ape vine.
That monkey sounded angry, more like furious, George. Have I heard a laugh?
The
oh, Greg got it.
You didn't even hear oh, what his joke was. You were so busy trying to get to your joke.
That
even though I just repeated it, what was his joke?
I don't know.
I heard it through the ape vine.
Ah.
Me and Marvin Gaye. We both heard that story at the same time.
I don't get it.
What was the monkey dressed as for Halloween?
The monkey was unclothed. He was going trick-or-treating as a stripper.
Limited monkey costume options.
Well, you wear a funny hat. You know, you wear one of those little...
Is that what you do?
Yeah, but that's played out. You pretty much have Apu from Aladdin as like a family costume. Yeah.
This neighborhood's going to break out into guerrilla warfare.
Whoa.
Hey.
You need to stop monkeying around over here.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
He said while you were off there, while the connection was bad, he had mentioned that you have lost a lot of weight and that he admires that. What got into you? Why did you decide? I thought it was all, I thought we enjoyed being about the munching.
Yeah.
Oh, it's slurring again. Okay, the connection is bad again, unfortunately.
Back to Magnus.
Okay, back to Magnus or Magnus. And this is going about as well as it could go. Thank you, Billy, again for laughing in my face.
Stugatz.
Magnus. I mean, I am listening to the worst. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Action.
Hello?
Action.
Man, I'm really sorry. This is literally the worst way to ever do this. This is burning my heart that this is happening. But if you could hear me, just understand, I'm sorry.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Greg, what celebrity endorser mascot's autograph would you want?
The mascot?
Yeah, what mascot's autograph would you most want in the world?
Because
we have a mascot autograph here.
I've always... marveled at the similarity between the Pillsbury Doughboy and the Michelin Man. To me, they're like related. They're visually similar.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
How about the Jolly Green Giant?
I like the Jolly Green Giant, yeah.
So, but you would...
I would say I'll take the Doughboy, the Pillsbury.
The Doughboy's autograph? Yeah. We have Tony the Tiger's autograph on a basketball.
Oh my God, that's a great one.
It is, right?
I didn't even think of Tony.
It's high. It's high on the list.
It's a good one.
That's Toucan big. Sam, I don't think can sign. Can he?
Probably not.
Can you sign with wings or his feet?
Dip his beak in ink. What the?
Ooh, I like it. Yeah. Making it.
Yeah. What do you think that's worth? The Tony the Tiger autograph.
Well, it's personalized to Sarah Spain, which makes it more valuable, probably.
Wow.
To Sarah, perhaps.
Yeah, not to anybody else.
Well, to anyone named Sarah, because it just says, Sarah, unleash your inner tiger, and then Tony.
Huh.
The handprint.
Validated?
Now, here's the thing.
You need validation. You do.
The paw print is validated.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he has his John Hancock right here, or Pawcock, I guess.
Hmm.
Here's the thing, though. People here, very disrespectful, and they just dribble this ball around town as though it's not signed by one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Why do you have Sarah's basketball?
I don't think she's been back since this arrived here. So,
Just did that. Is that a reaction to me bouncing that ball in there?
Well, like that's how you ruined the value.
I didn't even
you
notice.
You should do it, right?
Yeah, no.
Yep.
I assumed it was Tony Tende dribbling the ball.
It's no longer mint. I mean,
yeah.
No, Lobo's mint.
Mm-hmm.
Under the pillow.
Mint. Lobos Mint?
Yeah, you put them under the pillow.
And dream big. Mm-hmm. Greg's Lobos are 6-2, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
6-2. Wow.
Big season.
We're tied for first in PFPI Fantasy. We just named our midseason MVL. It's not Eljack. It's not my leading scorer, my quarterback. It's Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh, wow.
The midseason MVP.
It's not midseason yet, though. We decided yesterday that halftime of the next game is really midseason.
Yeah. Well, fantasy's different,
Eight
though.
And a half, you know?
Fantasy's different because regular season right. Stugatz is shorter than the NFL regular season.
Oh, that's a good
season.
Point. Yeah. That's a great point. Right. It's not really a great point.
I'm glad someone asked you about your fantasy team, Greg.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Lobos Mint. We are dreaming big, too.
Lint.
We're going for our first championship in 13 years.
Have you really never won a fantasy championship?
Never. Never.
In any sport?
Well, I only play football.
I won one and wasn't even picking the teams.
Yeah. Auto draft, it's cheating.
My dad's cheating. I think my dad has made the playoffs twice in like 14 years.
Wow, congrats. Mm.
So the Lobos are terrible. They're the Jets, the Dolphins.
And for most of that, it was an 8-team league.
Yeah, not this year. The Lobos are kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Whose name have you taken?
Oh, a bunch of names. Everybody who doubted me is on a list, believe me.
Wow,
including my son, who loves to point out that I've only made the playoffs twice.
Michael?
But everyone who has doubted you has always been right to doubt.
Well, until now.
Right. I'd love to see that list. Well, the list of doubters.
That's right. It's long. It's a long list. It's like Santa's gift list.
I was just going to ask if it was longer than Santa's list.
There you go. Great minds think alike. This is the year of the Lobo.
Greg, how do you feel about, speaking of Santa Claus, how do you feel about people who November 1st decide it's Christmas season? Just skip right over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to keep the seasons in order.
Correct.
I've railed in the past about a neighbor of mine who he's one of these guys who overdoes everything, including Halloween decorations. His Halloween decorations are up in late August. So for 3 months a year in my neighborhood, we have to put up with this guy.
Wow.
I knew his name, I'd say it.
Well, Jennifer is one of those
people. That might be my house,
Smitty is her name, yeah.
You put up decorations in August for Halloween?
August 25th. When the PSL comes out, it's Halloween season.
She said yesterday that Halloween's her favorite holiday.
My favorite special day.
A bold take.
And she skips right over Thanksgiving, just straight to Christmas.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yesterday was also her half birthday.
It was my half birthday.
You threw this out yesterday, PSL. I was like, why is she talking about personal seat licenses?
No. Yeah, what does that mean?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, God.
She's too busy to say the whole thing. Oh, God.
There are no good Thanksgiving decorations.
Sure there are.
What do you mean?
Like leaves, a pumpkin? That's the same as Halloween.
How about the public salt? Those public salt and pepper shaker.
The pilgrim.
Exactly.
You know what Thanksgiving decorations are? The things that you get at Home Goods. That's just a big wooden farmhouse sign. It's like, thankful.
The turkey with the accordion tail?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Wait, hold on a second. Jessica might be unfamiliar with the Publix. Like salt and pepper shaker pilgrims, right? There's no Publixes where you're from before.
That's true.
The whole audience might be unfamiliar with that, but Cody doesn't care. Cody loves. No. That's why you can find Greg the Bag Rosenfels on the latest
edition. You got the bag?
Yeah, we
Greg
got him.
Cody featuring Greg Cody podcast.
Oh, my God.
Go to my Greg Cody Show podcast today. We have a world exclusive with Gary the Bag Rosenfels.
So jealous.
So Greg, so there's these little pilgrims, and they're salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, and they come to life.
Get them at Publix.
Yeah, they're adorable. Great. The best.
So adorable.
Yeah.
Yep.
You shake them and it comes out of their head.
Oh my God.
Not You'll never skip Thanksgiving again.
Never.
Yeah. Yep.
I use them year round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like these things.
What?
They
what?
Give me bad vibes.
You haven't seen you have not seen a Publix Thanksgiving commercial.
I'm looking. Oh,
no,
well,
you
I haven't
need
seen
to see
the commercial.
Oh,
yeah,
my
they're
God.
They're tearjerkers, those commercials. Yeah.
It's like a My Wish on ESPN.
The Pilgrim S&P, they're enjoyably creepy, those two.
Yeah. By the way, in terms of there's no good Thanksgiving decorations, when else can you whip out a cornucopia?
There you go.
I do love a cornucopia, but only
everyone
on Thanksgiving
does.
Day.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does everyone love a cornucopia? And when do you not like whipping out a cornucopia at Le Batard Show?
Would you guys like to hear a clip of the bag on the Greg Cody show?
Wow, you got the bag?
A clip of the bag?
I don't want to hear a clip of the bag, but contractually we're obligated now to promote some of the Greg Cody show podcast featuring Greg Cody.
Yeah, with Greg Cody.
Because we're not paying him, so this is the contractual.
Minor matter.
This is the contractual deal we've made, so go ahead. This is, you want to tell the people, you want to tell the people why it is Greg the bag, Rosenfeld is being interviewed here, what the backstory is?
Well, the backstory is.
The bag story.
We haven't spoken directly for more than 40 years. He was a guy I grew up with. We were literally next door neighbors from age 8 until I went away to college. And so we discuss growing up at 1440, our childhood, and it's a delightful interview. We also ask him, how did he get his nickname, The Bag, which thank God, when I asked him, did you have a nickname as a kid, he said...
Don't give away all the good stuff.
Right. Because, jeez.
I mean, thank God,
People listen.
He wants to give the whole thing away. He just wants to talk about himself, which was my original point. Greg Cody is so self-involved that he does not care whether anybody knows of Publix or his salt and pepper pilgrims, and he doesn't care whether anyone else cares about Greg the Bag Rosenfeld. Right. He will pursue his selfish, narcissistic interests at every turn.
Thank you.
Gary Rosenfeld and I were friends and neighbors for years growing up. I mean, we literally were next door neighbors.
You're 1440, famously. What was your address, Gary?
1430.
Oh, man.
Wow. See, I was better by 10 digits.
Now, Gary, have you written a song about 1430?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't go that way.
Do you remember Villa Rose, the pizzeria in Hollywood?
Not really, no.
Okay.
This is riveting. These are so important in his land. It's just like his neighbor is like, nope, don't give a shit.
A whole bunch of years ago, I went back. I got out of the car. I pulled the car up, and the basketball pole is still there.
So good.
If you Google map my house, you will see that basketball pole my dad put in is still there.
Dad, is there anything at 1440 that's still there? It looks like 1430 seems to be the house to beat on this block right now.
Well, my dad built the wall that's still there.
What you got, 1430?
I want to replace Greg Cody with Greg the Bag Rosenfeld Tuesdays. That's what I want to do. We'll get to Greg Cody's Back in My Day in a second. Rough weekend for Chris Cody. A lot of people are making fun of him for changing allegiances to the Chargers. And since he did so, they've lost by a combined score of 61-30. They've lost both games. Justin Herbert has played his two worst games of the season. And Stan Van Gundy also has gotten 16,000 likes, basically condemning your entire spirit when he writes, loading your groceries into your car and then leaving the shopping cart in the parking lot rather than taking one damn minute to put it back tells everyone how selfish you are.
God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, of course the selfish person would think it's ridiculous.
No. There are people who have jobs at Publix to go get those things put them back, and then you give them a tip. That's what you do.
No, you do not. You do not give anybody a tip.
I get out of there as quickly as possible, but most people give them a tip.
No, most people do not.
Well, they should. No, most people. Shame on them.
How dare you?
Look, I've kind of come around on this. I will now walk it to a cart corral if it's near me. But the people that claim that they walk all the way back into the store, you're all lying. Right. I don't see any. When do you ever see anybody pushing an empty cart into the store? See, everyone says they do. But you never see it. I want you to take a video. Everybody, the whole internet out there. Next time you see somebody pushing an empty cart back into the store, video that. No.
This whole argument predates when I joined the show. Yeah. And I have to admit, Chris, like when I first met you, I thought you might be a little bit of a psychopath. I didn't think I was going to like you because of this. Because this
and
is like
what?
The ultimate most chaotic,
I'm honest.
Selfish thing a person could do.
Oh,
I was at Home Depot. Last weekend and there were shopping carts everywhere. My first thought was, wow, the Codys have been here. Yeah. You couldn't even pull into a spot because every open spot had a shopping cart in. Yep. It was ridiculous.
I don't believe it.
Put it in the corral.
Okay.
And then someone comes and gets it.
I do. I'll put him in the corral.
That's
I have come around on that.
Society is supposed to function.
But also, he said the corral. He is not walking it all the way back inside the store.
Only if it's close to him, he said.
Okay. And if it's not, I don't leave it in the middle of the spot. I put it like safely at that, like, you know, where the lines meet. You know what I mean? Where no car will ever hit it. It's like a nice little safe spot.
Right.
Van Gundy's got to find something serious to get irate about. I mean, that was a ridiculous tweet. I saw it. I'm not putting a cart wrangler out of business.
Wow.
Publix, Home Depot, they have hired cart wranglers.
Correct.
Whose job is to go around the parking lot
and wrangle the carts.
I don't like my allies on this.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but don't you want to make their job a little bit easier?
Yeah.
If I make their job too easy, they don't have it.
It's great.
That's not how any of this works.
No.
That's not true. And also, that is
why would you need
job?
The cart wrangler if everyone's bringing the cart back themselves? That's Greg's point.
It's right.
Right.
Allies.
Right. You're going to put people out of work.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You fixed unemployment. We'll just leave our shit everywhere so we can hire more people to clean up after us.
I can't believe they think this is noble.
Mm. Greg, there's a nobility to it.
Greg Cody.
We're saving jobs.
Greg Cody is trying to file his selfishness under I'm helping the economy.
Well, more than one time, I have been tipped a nod and a wink by a cart wrangler.
Oh, they tipped you.
Yes.
Wow.
Retrieving
incredible. Thank you for leaving that cart out there.
That's exactly right. They have a job now.
Incredible. They should give you $5.
It's just annoying. Yeah. The self-righteousness about this is what annoys me. The people, like, they like to throw stones like they're perfect. It's okay. Mm. I know that you're not actually, like, people, like Billy.
Do perfect people throw stones?
You are not walking that thing all the way into the
store. Is what I'll tell you. I do. But at the same time, if I'm walking in to get a cart and I see someone ahead of me walk in with it, I'm like, let me get another one because that one's probably dirty. That one hasn't been
That's another
sanitized.
Dangerous game right now. Publix has kind of stopped doing the whole let's clean the, you know, the
carts.
Well,
they have
for
the
you.
Wipes and you could do it yourself.
So that's
you
like,
yeah,
get
we're
it
in
and you
Florida.
Do it.
Yeah, and Chris, that's the least of our problems.
Let's be honest here. Do we think Stan is
that's
walking not, the cart back every single time?
Great question.
He's not doing it.
Why don't you think Stan's doing it?
If that cart corral's like 17 spots away.
I'm not doing anything, but he better do it every time moving forward because he's the guy who put it out there. Now you have to live up to the expectation. Someone catch him not doing it, please.
I would love that.
Please.
Yeah. Someone less likely wanting to go viral than Stan Van Gundy accidentally because of a tweet.
Yeah, he's not doing that. Stan Van Hypocrite is what you're talking about.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Chris, get him on the line. Let's try to talk to Stan Van Gundy about this and see if Greg Cody is willing to be this bold when Stan is here.
Of course I will be.
Stan Van Gundy engaged with us on our Halloween candy draft, and then I asked him, care to come on the show and discuss, and he never replied. Wow. But then he replied to someone else who replied, but not to me. So I have a bone to pick.
Was it
with
a
him.
Man he replied to?
It was a man.
Wow.
It was a man.
Wow.
Thank you for pointing that out, Bill.
He also didn't seem to understand how the draft worked, because once a team is gone, the M&Ms are gone, the rest of us can't draft them.
Maybe that's never mind.
Was the Almond Joy a first round draft pick? Because that would have been.
I don't think it was taken by anyone.
That would have been my number one pick.
Oh, really?
You can have it.
I love the A Joy.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I do.
People were mad that we didn't pick Rolos, but I didn't pick Rolos for a reason, and that's because I have a really traumatic experience with Rolos once.
More like almond misery.
Halloween.
Well, what was it?
I went trick or treating, and I did the thing where like you take all your candy out and you sort it out. I sorted it all out on the kitchen table, and then I was like kind of like, you know, bopping around the kitchen. I heard this noise of like water rushing through the ceiling, and I was like, what is that? And I look, the ceiling, water comes through the ceiling.
Because of Rolos.
Underneath, like the bathroom was above the kitchen table. Raw water from like the pipes starts coming through the ceiling onto my Rolos. All my Halloween candy's ruined, but the Rolos had a direct hit. It was horrific, so I haven't been able to eat them since.
Wow. Sorry for your loss.
Didn't you also have your bathroom like collapse on your head or something?
Yeah, that was in New York, but there was no Halloween candy in the bathroom when that
happened.
Are
you plagued? Like, are you haunted? On? Like, why do you have pieces of homes perpetually fall on you and fall apart? Like, is this a thing that happens?
I am sensing a pattern here. I've had some pretty bad luck since.
Maybe
I
the bomb
to
threat on your first day should have been a sign.
Chris Cody, you mentioned that Stan Van Gundy may have been virtue signaling, and he's gotten a lot of applause.
That's what people. Whenever people tweet this, they get a lot of applause.
Well,
that's why they do it.
This is we should be teaching this in schools. This is the most correct thing. And then, and I don't know that Stan Van Gundy appreciates it, but maybe he does. Get their ass, King.
Oh, jeez.
Get there.
I mean, there's a cult out there that needs a leader.
Get their ass, King. We will get to Greg Cody's Back in My Day in a second. But Stugatz, you mentioned earlier that the Broncos are in it. They're 4-4. What are they giving up on their season for? And the Broncos have their own first round pick, 2 second round picks, 2 third round picks, plus $77 million in cap space. space next year, which would net them Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
If they were trying to get into that
game.
You
think Aaron wants to go there with no Von Miller without a great defense?
You can do that if you'd like, or you can ask yourself, would you trade Von Miller and 4-4 for Aaron Rodgers next season, or the hope of it? And yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Because, I think most people would. That's fair.
But you just entrenched yourself the other place.
I'm just trying to put myself in Vic Fangio's seat, okay? No one loves a defender.
Don't get too comfortable in that seat.
More than Fangs. It's a little bit hot, but no one loves a defense more than Fangs. He's a defensive-minded coach. It took away his best defender. Someone had to break that news to Vic Fangio. It had to be difficult news to break. Difficult for him to absorb. And you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, I'm 4-4. The division is open and they're taking away my best player. And we're still paying his contract. And so if you're Vic Fangio, I'm thinking you have to be upset.
Oh, well, it's good that Vic Fangio has a great proponent out
here. You hired him to be your head coach.
In the national media that would say, hey, don't do what's best for the franchise and get in the Aaron Rodgers game. Let's milk the last little 7-9 or 7-10 that we can out of Von Miller. That is the kind of short-sightedness, trying to please Vic Fangio is how Stu Gatz would run his NFL franchise. He would never have a quarterback, but he would please Vic Fangio.
I mean, he is 4-4, Dan, in a division that's open.
They spent all of last month losing. Like, what are you doing?
But they're coming off a win. I mean, it wasn't impressive, but a win's a win.
The Miami Dolphins managed Greg Cody to lose 5 times in the month of October. One of those losses to a team that had lost 20 straight.
Right.
It is hard to lose 7 straight in that league.
The Dolphins are worse than the Jets.
They are.
Well, I'm sure this is something I hesitate to open the door on with Stu Gatz because I imagine he spent the last 2 days loving Mike White when he has refused to talk Jets football with me for about 7 straight seasons. And so I don't know how much ground you guys have covered in the postgame show and yesterday with Mike White coming out of nowhere to all of a sudden be like, hey, look, a guy can play quarterback for the Jets. That's odd to see.
I'm confused. I don't know what to do with it. It's the first 400-yard passing game for the Jets in 20 years. I want you to think about that. 20 years. They have not stumbled into a 400-yard passing game, the New York Jets. But I have now had 2 days to think about it, Dan. And I have reasons to be encouraged. If you think of some of the all-time great quarterbacks, okay, whether it's Brett Favre being selected in the 2nd round, Mike White was a 5th round pick, Tom Brady being selected in the 6th round, Bart Starr in the 17th round of the NFL draft, Roger Staubach in the 16th round.
He's talked himself into it. 40 years of this. Like, he's talked himself into it.
I'm just saying, you never know where you're going to find a quarterback.
You're not just saying you'd never know. You're saying you found one. Vic Fangio found one in a grocery store.
Speaking of grocery stores.
Say what you really feel. Don't hide behind.
I'm just saying there's a reason for hope, Dan. I don't want to dismiss that this guy could be a great quarterback because we've seen it before, and we've seen it with some of the all-time greats and the greatest of all time.
A rookie hasn't thrown for 400 yards since Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Stu Gatz has talked himself into Mike White is the answer. I don't know what he now does with his Bengals are good take.
Right.
I don't know where that one goes because the Bengals you had winning the Super Bowl.
Well, he beat a good team, Dan.
Last week.
Yeah. I mean, the Jets have. We're talking in terms of pairs of victories this season. The Jets have beaten the Bengals and the Titans.
Let's get your analysis though, because you have the Vikings as a top 5 power team, even though Zimmer and Cousins are both going to get run out of that town.
Yeah,
you have the Vikings as a top 5 power team. So go ahead and tell us. Let's get it on the record.
Mm-hmm.
What is Mike White? I want your bold. Your take on what this is, not reason for hope.
Right.
Not, hey, somebody else was taken in a low round.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is knee-jerk reaction Tuesday, Stu Gatz, before the trade deadline, saying?
I can't wait till Thursday. They have a Thursday night game. I got to give it to you right now.
I want to hear what your thoughts are. No hiding behind, I can hope. What is he? What you love to knee jerk?
It's the best game a Jets quarterback has played in a long time. It was against a good team who prepared for Mike White, had an entire week to prepare for Mike White, and he still threw for 400 yards and led his team to a victory. I'm certainly not going to rule out that he could be a good, maybe great quarterback in the NFL. If you're making me decide right now, and you want me to give my opinion right now, I would just right now, based off of Sunday, I would say Mike White will end up being a top five quarterback of all time.
Wow.
So I've talked myself into it, yes. He's good, and I would seriously consider trading Zach Wilson. I mean,
right.
The trade deadline.
Yeah. You can get something for him.
You could.
Mike White's the future.
What could you get for him?
I have no idea.
Something. It's not for us to determine.
I mean, listen, we don't need a quarterback. We have one, Mike White. And so I don't know what you could get for Zach Wilson, but it's something I would consider if I were the Jets today.
Yeah. And if something happens, you have Flacco.
Right.
Maybe. And Josh Johnson.
I mean, Mike, would you like Zach Wilson? Perhaps we get him for Odell Beckham?
Wow.
How about that?
I'll pass.
No. Okay.
You can just take Odell, though.
Mike, your quarterback, are we going to talk about, as we're talking about
the Steelers beating the Browns, yes.
As we are talking about
it, let's have the memory of an elephant and forget all about Ben Roethlisberger crying in the playoffs.
What have you done for me lately?
The short-sightedness that sport creates, as we were talking about the mental health conversation and talking about the pressures of being your family's breadwinner or the pressures that come with being a star player, more money, more problems. Baker Mayfield, the short-sightedness of playing him physically in this condition, when he's got a torn labrum and his shoulder is broken and he feels the pressure to get to the contract because Mike White's right around the corner. The next Mike White to come take your thing is right around the corner.
Can we relax with Mike White?
No, we can't. My point is that somebody will get breathless like this about somebody help you if it's your coach because they don't know either.
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out.
But what I'm saying is the analysis of this position is so crappy that we can all relax on Mike White, and yet all of a sudden here are the Jets saying, well, our quarterback position is open when that wasn't the plan a game ago.
I don't know if quarterback analysis is crappy. There's some really good quarterback analysis that would, all that great data that's available on Baker Mayfield, all the tape that's out there, and he is an incredibly strange prospect. You just need to continue increasing the sample before you realize that's just who he is. It's really hard to do that when he has a broken shoulder right now. But all parties, Baker and the Browns, maybe even a little less so than Baker, kind of have to have him out there to make an evaluation because there's a huge decision they have to make.
It's so fascinating, though, your decision gets made, that all of the pressure gets put on Baker Mayfield. Hey, let's make the assessment on whether you're our future, and let's do it with your totally broken body that we keep breaking more every week since you've been in the league. And when you got in the league, we're all wondering, like we do with Lamar Jackson and anyone that's small, well, how's that going to hold up in the league once it starts breaking?
Mike, was there an offer made to Baker before the season? Weren't people saying Baker should have taken care of this before the season because they were worried about this?
I'm sure an offer of sort was made, but they didn't come to terms because the two sides were far apart. He wanted something in line, which is the vogue thing in the NFL's.
He gambled on himself, and he's losing.
Right now, it would appear so.
He's better off. What I'm telling you that I find, this is the part that I find fascinating at the center point of the pressure cooker of that sport. He's better off sitting because playing in that condition, Stugatz, is going to produce that game.
I don't think so. I don't think he's better off sitting. If he sits right now and says, that's it, that's my sample,
he's saying,
here's my resume. Pay me. This is the resume.
What I'm saying is, if he sits, he can't be bad.
Yeah, but if he plays, he has a chance to be great.
He does. Yeah. Like,
not in that condition. Not in that condition.
He was hurt last year, Dan.
Mike, he's not going to be a great quarterback in that condition. I'm not sure if he's great healthy. You're not sure if he's great healthy.
I don't know. I've explain bad play from him away with saying he's had cracked ribs and he's overcome. He was throwing the ball really well on Sunday. I mean, in terms of zip, He was throwing the ball well before he broke his shoulder against Arizona.
But guys, if you leave the resume right here, right now, and say this is it, there's no way the Browns are going to pay him what he wants to be paid, Dan. The only way they will is if he plays.
And there's flatly no way the Browns compete if he sits, too. There's just none. I've seen Case Keenum in action. He got a lot of credit for winning a game in which he made the disastrous mistake of fumbling at the one. They were just lucky enough to jump on top of it. Case Keenum can't throw beyond 6 yards. The Browns, with a Baker Mayfield with one arm, are better than they are with Case Keenum.
I don't want to argue in the margins about whatever it is that you believe listening to this Baker Mayfield is. What I'm asking you to consider as you listen to this is make it your job and make it your boss assessing what's that person's value. Now make it that violent and dangerous a sport and have you go out there in some condition that is not you at 100% value. Make all the assessments on who you are as an employee and how great you can be and how much future you have in a sport that eats up your future and your body like that. Have him keep playing in the condition that he is and see if he doesn't become Carson Wentz where something's broken every weekend, because you can't play that way.
So there's still an air of mystery around him as to whether or not he can be great if he stops playing right now?
All I'm saying to the audience is I want you to consider the assessments, how they're made on your value, how imperfect they are, and how frustrated you would be trying to play through injury and not have as an excuse, because people are just going to say, well, you're not that good, not taking into consideration a torn labrum and a broken shoulder.
But they know him the best inside that organization. So how about gutsy gamer being there for your team, playing through pain, even with the contract on the line?
They had to keep him out of that game last Thursday.
Right.
Because the one that wants to play more than anybody right now is Baker Mayfield. That being said, you can't absolve the Browns of responsibility here. It's a very difficult decision. They have to lean on their doctors. I think Dan's ultimately going to be right, but I also think you have to apply that context to when you're trying to evaluate Baker Mayfield. Look, he had one shoulder this entire season when we were trying to make evaluation. We know we have a gamer. We know he had some good performances. Also, he's been able to overcome injuries in his past and have very good second halves of the season. For whatever reason, Baker Mayfield is always better in the second half of the season. So you let it ride for a little bit more. And Dan, if history is any indicator, you're probably going to be right on this. His body's going to end up breaking, especially with an injury to his right tackle.
In fairness to the Browns, it's not that uncommon for a quarterback to play with a non-throwing shoulder injury. I mean, it happens.
A lot of quarterbacks are able to play through a torn labrum. I don't know exactly. I don't have the list in front of me, so I don't know exactly to which level.
Right.
I know that Baker Mayfield on Sunday was an upgrade over Case Keenum. I also know that we're not rolling the quarterback out and making big-time throws anymore, because all the big explosive passing plays in that offense came with Baker Mayfield on the move rolling out. And I don't necessarily think that's something that the defense can simply take away from you. You decide where the pocket is. You move the pocket. So if they're not rolling him out to protect him from his shoulder, then you have to ask yourself, what are we doing? If you're healthy enough to be out there and playing, then we got to play the same exact offense, because this is a diluted
version. That's crazy. What you're saying is crazy, because I saw how he got hurt. And it's J.J. Watt spiked him the way that you would a football. And that's
well, because a fourth string tackle was out there.
But the way Baker Mayfield, you can't ask him if he's begging to play. You can't ask him to not be Carson Wentz, to not be guy who's going to roll out and get injured again. Because imagine playing that sport now with a broken shoulder. You guys are like, torn labrum, broken shoulder, quarterback play through that. Okay, now roll him out. And now have somebody 300 pounds spiking him.
Yeah, did you see the harness that he was playing with, Dan? It straps his left arm to his body. Like, you can move his arm below the elbow.
Gutsy kid.
And you can't question
what is it? But what does it buy you? What is gamer gutsy toughness? What does it actually buy you when you guys are saying,
I mean, he's got to play, Dan? He made the throw to Jarvis Landry twice, and Jarvis Landry betrayed him.
What it buys you is 10 points lost to Pittsburgh. Now you're 500 again in this season of great expectations.
That was last week, but perhaps going forward, it buys him everything. Playing with that kind of injury and playing well.
He made a throw that was a little high to Austin Hooper. Hooper, that would have gone for a touchdown. Hooper's got to catch that ball. He made the throws to Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry gets him inside the red zone, fumbles it. Jarvis, he makes a fourth down throw to Jarvis Landry to put them in position to finally be situationally great in football. Jarvis Landry drops it. So what I'm telling you is what it buys you is we have the result of them losing and the point total. And I'm telling you, according to Pro Football Focus and my eyes, he was let down by his teammates out there. And if that's a Baker Mayfield, if that's the effort that I'm going to get from him week in, week out, I'll take that over Case Keenum. Even if it sacrifices further injury and an even more difficult decision right now, because the Browns have a really, really, really tough one. Especially when you apply the context of they've been searching for someone just that good for 20 years.
Two guys here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.